She's here.
I know she's here. Often the focus is not actually on the science, but making entertainment out of science. Is this ultimately good for science, do you think? So I think you have a perspective on that.
I do. I don't think when it's done well, it's diminishing the science or the scientists for that matter. I think that what is really spectacular is when you can take high-level science and apply storytelling and all kinds of things that we know help people learn about a subject. I mean, we learned in, again, broadcast news. I was with ABC News for many years, and if anyone said, well, we must do that story because it's very, very important, we knew that was just death because, you know, eat your peas journalism or eat your peas writing, you know, you must know this because it's important is just, it's never going to light a fire in people's imaginations, children or adults. So I don't think it's turning, you know, entertainment is not a bad word. As long as you continue to preserve and communicate the real stuff, the real science.
And if you don't enjoy it, you can't do the work. But just enjoyment alone isn't enough. You've really got to be willing to work at it.
I think what's really going on here is people presume that they presume that if the math is not coming easy, that therefore you'll never learn it. And I meant it literally, that math is the language of the universe, and it's like any other language, especially a language that does not share the Roman alphabet.
You're actually you're a professor of math as well as physics, probably the only one on the table.
Yeah, and the question that comes to mind for me is, how do you know that math is the language of the universe?
I was going to say, what about the multi?
The universe told me.
Pretty okay. Good first approximation, I'll tell you.
Okay, we're not doing science by revelation.
Lawrence, I'm just wondering, because I have a question about this.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that one day far in the future we encounter some alien civilization and they say, hey, show us what you've done to understand the universe, and we bring out our math books with all our theorems and physics, and they turn to them and say, math, we tried that. Yeah, it takes you just so far. And the real way to do it is like this.
We will be exploring abundance. And you see, we like this word. It's in the title of the show. But also we have a center called the Abundance Center.
It has come to our attention that a mysterious force is loose somewhere in outer space.
The mysteries of creation are there.
Abundance.
The moon and the planets are there.
Abundance.
And new hopes for knowledge and peace are there.
Abundance.
Woman dance.
Yes.
I really do enjoy it.
I really enjoyed dancing with people who came to our school.
Because for me, there are so many different dimensions to the formation of the dance, which obviously is, you know, something that I'm still learning.
I think you ones have a special intelligence, so I'm glad to be here to help you bring it out.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say?
No.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Hashima.
Again, it's a very holistic approach, so it's not just about physical movements. There are, you know, each of the movements, there is a story behind it.
I found it amazing.
There is also, you know, this thing with it, the physical side of it, where, you know, I'm also strengthening my body as well.
So what we're doing is broadening our horizon.
But then this whole thing of being in touch with my breath.
Yeah, so good. I've really enjoyed the day. Thank you.
And, you know,
I found it very interesting and very extremely, actually, abundant, and helps me with my skills and versatility.
Having a holistic approach to bring yourself into harmony with dance, I mean, I can't actually articulate how empowering that is in itself.
It's been good to see children who don't normally come forward in a lesson to really shine.
Just being, you know, a black woman is very much something that resonates with me, this thing of, you know, I'm enjoying freedom of movement.
Did you know that maths was related to dance?
No.
What did you learn most about that?
that it can be a pattern.
Mm. But then having a basis and an understanding of how I'm moving my body as well, it's fun as well.
Today, one of the things we'd like to do is bring the idea that math and art and math and dance are one thing. How did you find that? Did you know
that
before?
That great. No, I didn't know that before, but as you taught us, I did understand. And as this course is called Abundance, I really do think you have taught us in abundance.
Oh, well, that's very good. So what does abundance mean?
Abundance means intense, exceedingly well.
Okay. That's good.
That's what you
That's what you
I am Astamari Barateko, principal teacher for Schools of Unified Learning. As an educational foundation, we have a range of self-development courses for both adults and children. For example, Dankira Tawagi, Warrior Dance. This is African martial cultural arts for women and men. Then there's our Abundance Saturday School for children. And a very special foundation course, Educating with Unified Knowledge. This is for parents, teachers, and other educators interested in learning basic ideas of teaching in holistic ways, naturally revealing core science, maths, and life skills through cultural arts. Also, we have a very unique drum class, where the drum is realized as an aspect of language, along with sign and African script studies. At our new center, we now have daytime services for children's learning, and abundance for the early years too. In this one, we include recognition of pre-birth learning and the importance of baseline years for children's long-term health. Visit us today at the Abundance Center. Phone us on 020-8144-1720 and definitely check out our website, unifiedknowledge.org. Online, you can download a full prospectus and hear more about our pioneering approach to learning. I look forward to meeting you soon. To all tuned into this powerful vibration, I greet you with Hashima, Hashima, Risk, Hashima, Risk, Hashima, Risk, Hashima, Risk.
The dance was excellent.